A court in Germany has approved the release from prison of a former leader of the Red Army faction. Brigitte Mannhaupt is one of the last few members of the group, also known as the Baader-Meinhof gang, still in jail. The gang, which was active in Germany during the 1970s and 80s, murdered and kidnapped German politicians, officials, and business leaders, and attacked U.S. military personnel in the name of class warfare. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
The days when the Red Army faction, or RAF, ran free were traumatic for many in Germany. Leading businessmen and high government officials traveled in armed convoys. German police started carrying machine guns. Julia Albrecht was 13 when her godfather was killed by the RAF. One of those involved in the murder was Albrecht's favorite sister.
Before that happened, I didn't know at all that my sister was involved in terrorism. All of a sudden, my sister was the person who everybody knew took part in a murder, and her pictures were all over Germany.
The RAF grew out of the student movements of the 1960s in Germany. It had ties with other militant groups around the world, and participants saw themselves in a legitimate fight against the oppressive system of the powerful. Mannhaupt has been approved for parole because it was legally time for a review of her case, and officials decided she is no longer a threat to society. Konrad Freiberg knows that. He's head of the National Police Union, but he's not happy that she'll be free.
There is a certain amount of bitterness left. Of course, her release is based on the law, and we have to accept that. But we also look back at what the RAF did. They shot at us randomly out of cars. 10 of our colleagues were killed. For us, her release is not acceptable.
Mannhaupt is one of two leading RAF members still in prison. The other, Christian Klar, has asked the German president for clemency that could allow him out of jail 2 years before he's up for parole. During a television interview 6 years ago, Klar was asked if the word remorse had any meaning for him.
Ich überlasse der anderen Seite ihre Gefühle und
Klar said he respects the grief of people who lost loved ones, but for him, a lot of things in the world still need to be changed. Klar shot rocket-propelled grenades at a car carrying General Frederick Crozen, then the commander of the U.S. Army Europe.
Suddenly there was an explosion in the trunk. I didn't give a thought to it being a missile at that time. But then a second explosion occurred behind the car. The second missile had hit in the street behind the car about 3 feet. When my wife looked at me, she thought I was dead because I had blood all over the back of my head.
Crozen and his wife were treated for minor shrapnel wounds. He says he leaves it up to the Germans to decide when it's right to release RAF members from prison. But polls show that Germans are split. Red Army faction founders were glamorized as martyrs by some left-wing groups. Others object to the lack of remorse shown by those still in prison. Julia Albrecht, whose sister is now free, finds that discussion fascinating.
Even though remorse is not the right thing to discuss from a legal point of view, it stands for the wish to understand whether these murders and this period of time did make sense or was of any sense.
For her, this chapter of German history really closed some time ago. She says she's no longer known as the sister of a terrorist. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.